We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, Fort Riley Day on the show this morning, and we've got a couple of guests joining us here via phone. We've got Monica Smith, the Supervisory Education Service Specialist at Fort Riley Education Services. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. Jennifer Schaefer also joining us. She's a guidance counselor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our topic here today is Fort Riley Education Services. And Jennifer, why don't we start with you? What's new at Fort Riley Education Services?
Yeah, we've got several new things going on right now. We just resumed in-person mini fairs that we'll be hosting a couple of times a month. We are also trying out our hand at a virtual education mini fair that we'll have via MS Teams. We're also launching a brand new education opportunity called College 101 that'll be geared towards providing soldiers with some basic college information. And I think most importantly, we're working really hard to assist soldiers in the transition from Go Army Ed to the Army Ignited platform.
All right. What can you tell us about the differences between Go Army Ed and Army Ignited?
So there are a few key differences between the platforms, and that impacts which schools the soldiers can attend and how their degree plan information is incorporated onto their profile. So on Go Army Ed, soldiers could attend schools that did not have their own Go Army Ed account. Those schools were called what we called non-LOI or non-letter of instruction, which just meant that if a soldier wanted to attend a school that did not have an academic advisor to interface directly with Go Army Ed on the soldier's behalf, the soldier could complete some additional paperwork in order to get their TA requests approved. And that will not be the case with Army Ignited. A school must have a designated employee to generate and upload individual soldier degree plans, or the soldier will not be able to attend that school. Access Army U recognizes that this may cause some interruptions to soldiers' education or cause some concerns or anxiety, and have communicated to us that any soldier struggling to get their school on board with Army Ignited is highly encouraged to provide that information to us at Education Center with the school's name and contact information, and we'll go ahead and forward that information to Army Access U to allow them to conduct the outreach and training required to get the schools on board. Then Army Ignited is also going to be significantly more intuitive and user-friendly. We're really, really encouraged at the Ed Center by the functionality that we've seen so far. And lastly, Go Army Ed utilized an interest inventory and a career goal assessment to assist soldiers in identifying potential careers based on their interests and degree programs that match that career field. And Army Ignited will not have that function. So soldiers that are unsure of what they want to study are encouraged to speak with an education counselor so that we can provide them with alternative resources.
Okay. Well, who's impacted by this change? I know you kind of maybe touched on it a little bit here already.
Yeah, so primarily it's going to be active duty soldiers, cadets, and civilians that use the Go Army Ed platform for a platform for their training. And all of that's going to be transitioned to Army Ignited. Like I said, Go Army Ed is not even a platform anymore. It has officially been deactivated, and Army Ignited will be taking over all of the functions that Go Army Ed did.
Okay. Tell us more about the mini fairs at the PX. How often and what happens at one of these?
Yeah, so the mini fairs will be hosted on non-RDO Fridays from 11:30 to 1:30, and they'll be at alternating PX locations. So the last one was on the main post PX. The next one will be on the PX on Warren Drive. That's by Burger King. And for each of the PXs, we are limiting the number of schools that are represented to two right now. So there will be two school representatives and one education counselor to answer any questions from soldiers or their spouses or dependents that they have about education. We're just trying to make sure that we're in a more accessible location. Not everybody has the time to make it all the way to that education center.
All right. And as far as the education, the virtual education fair, what about that? What's that going to look like here for participants?
Yeah, so that will be held on MS Teams on April 8th from 11:30 to 1:30. And soldiers can join the meeting at any time to speak with an education counselor about the available education opportunities on Fort Riley And all of the Fort Riley Education Services Consortium schools will also be in attendance, and they'll be providing academic advising services for any interested soldiers. Anyone that's interested can join by accessing the virtual flyer. There's a link on that flyer that says MS Teams, but we'll bring them straight to the MS Teams meeting, or you can access it from the Facebook page or our website.
Okay, probably a good idea for some of these soldiers to have a copy of their resume on hand, right?
Well, they at least are going to want to have an idea if they have a previous college experience or college credits. They're going to want to have an idea of what they're pursuing, what they've already got, what kinds of classes they've already completed.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that makes sense. We're going to bring on Monica here a little bit to talk about the Fort Riley Combined Graduation Ceremony. Is that going to happen this year?
It is. Right now, we don't have a set date in place, but we're looking at sometime later this summer, and it will be held on the installation instead of in the community as we have done in the past years. But once we set a date in the summer, we'll definitely get you the date, the time, the exact location of where that's going to be. Now, it will be with limited participation, meaning it's only going to be graduates only. So the event will be a live stream for the family members and the friends to be able to watch it. And then next year in 2022, we will be going back to the Hilton Garden Inn with the tentative date right now is May 19th. But in the meantime, we'll do the one on post, and at least the family members will be able to see them walk across the stage.
Now, I can't remember. Did we have this service last year, or was that something that was canceled? I can't remember.
It was actually canceled last year because we had postponed it for a little while, but then with the up-tempo of the cases, we just decided to go ahead and delay it till this year.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that that's going to go forward. And, you know, the live stream option, while it's not the same, you know, as being there in person, that's a good deal that it can still go on and families can still celebrate.
Yeah, and then they'll have the recording as well, so, you know, they'll have it where they can keep it and rewatch it themselves, the graduates, after the ceremony.
Very good. Well, give us an overview of what Fort Riley Education Services does and who can use your services.
So we spend most of our time with active duty soldiers, and I would say the bulk of the counseling that we do is either for soldiers that want to start college, they want to start making progress towards a college degree, or they want to work on improving their GT scores. So we offer BSEP GT improvement courses. There's a process that they have to participate in. It starts by taking a test, and then we evaluate which class is going to be the most beneficial for them. We enroll them in the class. They complete the class, and they're eligible to take another test to improve their GT score. We also work one-on-one with them, talking about their short-term goals, their long-term goals as far as education and career, trying to determine if an associate's degree will be the most appropriate path, if a certificate would be more helpful for them, or if their long-term goals is something like a bachelor's degree. We also talk a lot about how long they plan on staying in the Army, because our end goal is to make sure that they maximize their opportunity to get an education while they're active duty. We also do provide services for dependents and spouses. There's some information that we have as far as financial aid opportunities and some funding for spouses of active duty service members. And we'll also do the same thing with them. We'll help them navigate their college and career goals, identifying what they are, and work together to figure out what's going to be the most helpful path forward for them.
All right, very good. What's the best way for people to get a hold of at your respective office?
So most importantly, I want to highlight the fact that we are open. Our location is 211 Custer Ave. We're open from 7:30 to 5 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and then 7:30 to 4 on the Fridays that are not RDO days. So we do follow the RDO holiday schedule. So we're closed on some Fridays. We are open through the lunch hour. That actually tends to be our busiest time because soldiers are on their lunch break, and we see plenty of soldiers over the lunch hour. No one needs to make an appointment. They can if they'd like to, but you can just walk in, and our phone number is 785-239-6481.
Okay, very good. Well, this is great information to have, and I remember having you both in studio before. Hopefully we'll get to have you in the studio again sometime down the road. Jennifer Schaefer, Monica Smith, our guests here on In Focus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.